This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team. To verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Hello? Hello?
You have been connected to the Visa Security Department. This is Ryan Parker. How may I help you today?
Just received a message. Regarding a £900 money transfer to Western Union.
All right, let me check for you, madam. In order to pull up your account summary, may I know your first and your last name?
Selma Hillary Tamsey Richardson.
Oh my goodness, like how do you spell your first name? Like it's Selma.
S-A-M-A. No, Selma. T-H-E-L-M-A.
Selma. And your last name?
Tansy, T-A-N-S-E-Y, hyphen, Richardson.
Richardson, okay. Like it is R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N, right?
Yes.
And, madam, may I know your date of birth?
No.
In order to verify that, like, what's exactly happening with your finances, I need you to verify in your data book so that I can let you know, yes, like, what's exactly finances happening, what's happening in your
You don't need my date of birth for me to tell you that I did not authorize any transfer of money to Western Union.
Yes, madam, as you also received this verification and the authorization call from us. So it is our duty to verify that, like your name and your date of birth, so that I can provide you with your, what is exactly happening with your finances.
Where are you calling from?
From the Visa Verification and the Security Department.
Then you should already have that information.
Oh, yes, madam, it could be, but the thing is that I need to, like, I need you to verify me that, because we received a lot of calls from our customers, and I need you to verify me because I need to verify whether I'm speaking with the primary account holder or not. Because even not only Ms. Thelma Thompson, maybe so many other customers also have the same name, Thelma Thompson, right?
I doubt it. But my birth date is the 26th of March, 1949.
26th of March, 1949. All right, madam, just allow me a moment. Let I validate your account summary, and I will just let you know about that. Just a moment. Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. I appreciate the patience. I have just now validated your account summary. And here I can see that from your account, there was a 2 charge initiated. Right. One is for £987, which was transferred to an overseas country through online Western Union application. And the another £8, which was spent to purchase an Amazon Prime. So, by any chance, did you purchase an Amazon Prime?
That could be, yes, that's probably something I did pay for, but not the £900.
Okay. Like, madam, do you remember when was the last time you used your debit card in a commercial place or some other area, like in a gas station or in a grocery store or anywhere like that?
I used it a couple of days ago in a grocery store.
All right. And did you notice any kind of suspicious that, like, somebody was trying to take in the number of your card or a picture of it?
No.
No. And did you ever share your card information to anybody, like your son, your daughter, your husband, or
nope.
your colleague, or your friends? Nobody. And apart from that matter, we do online banking, like internet banking?
I very rarely use internet banking.
Okay. Like, from which device do you, like from your cell phone or your laptop or a computer?
I don't use any of those devices to do any banking.
Do you do telephone banking apart from that?
That's it, telephone banking.
Yeah, you do?
Yes.
Alright. And madam, like, just to one thing, just go ahead and double check that you still have your bank debit card at your place. That you still have your bank debit card at your place, or it might be lost or stolen.
Okay, I'll just check.
Yeah.
No, I still have it.
All right, madam. And, like, do you want me to release those payments, or do you want me to cancel that charge for you?
The £900?
Yes, madam. The £987 for you, and the another £8 for Amazon Prime.
The Amazon Prime is okay, but not the other charge.
Okay. So, I must believe that, madam. You can see the 6-digit shortcode over there in your debit card, so that I can cancel the charge for you.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Madam, do you see a 6-digit short code over there?
I can't tell what you're saying.
Madam, I was asking you, like, you just looked at the front side of your debit card. There must be a short code written, 6-digit short code. In order to cancel a charge, you need to verify me a short code so that I can put the red flag on your charge for you, so that the £987 will not go out from your account anymore.
Hold on.
All right, madam.
There's no sort code on my debit card.
Look at the front side of your debit card, madam. There must be a 6-digit code reader.
Well, there isn't.
It isn't, like.
It's a MasterCard.
Oh, my goodness. You are holding a MasterCard, madam. I was talking about your bank debit card.
I don't have a bank debit card. I use this.
Okay. Like, just flip back your card. Do you see, over there, do you see a short code, a 6-digit short code?
No.
Like, it is a 6-digit number. Let me, explain it properly. Just hold for the moment.
There's no 6-digit number on it.
Okay. Let me explain you. Just a moment. Madam, I must see that you are looking at the front side of your debit card.
Yes.
Okay. Now, look over there. Like, there must be a 16-digit number mentioned, right? Just below that, there must be a expiry date mentioned, right? And just below that, do you see a short code, a 6-digit number was also mentioned there?
No.
No.
The 16 numbers on the card.
All right, ma'am. So could you just verify me your 16-digit?
No, I don't give that information to anybody. Okay, this is a fraudulent call. I'm hanging up.
Hello?